very rough life. He knows what it's like to be hungry and to be rejected and not to have a place where you belong. And he shared that when he was about 9 years old, a family member promised him that he would take him in and make sure he received an education. And he knew if he got an education, he would have a better life. Well, this person took him in and mistreated him, would withhold food from him, and treated him in inhumane ways. And so his hope was crushed at that time. But from his childhood experience, God used him to develop a desire and a purpose to help needy children. And so that is what his ministry does today. He started Gospel Harvest Ministries in 2000. And just to back up just a little bit, he was saved at 19 years old. He met Jesus at 19 after all of that disappointment and discouragement and despair. He met Jesus. And if you've seen his smile, have you seen his smile? You know he's got Jesus, right? God gave him his joy and restored his hope. And he has a passion to help children that were just like him. And so he oversees 27 churches. And I'm just going to read this. Right now, we have 162 children that we're educating, feeding, and clothing. My vision and faith is to buy a land where I will build Kingdom Champions Children's Center that will cater for a home of about 500 children, build classrooms, training center, and college. We have built 6 temporary classroom structures and on the property they own right now, but by faith is to buy children's land for their activities. I am just a vision bearer, but this vision is owned by Ball Ministry partners, sponsors, and everybody included, all to the glory of God. And he said, above all, the mission of finding the lost and developing the found remain the first priority. My global vision and mission is to reach all nations of the world with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, preach salvation to the lost, deliver the bound, heal the sick, and give hope to the hopeless. So let's stand today and welcome Pastor Lawrence Owino to River of Life Community Church. We're so glad you're here.
Praise the Lord. Let me take this opportunity to, first of all, appreciate the servants of God, Dr. Janet and Apostle Leonard, for allowing me to be a vessel to be used today to bless this church. And God will do his work. I'm just a witness of what God is doing in the world. And I have passion, I have zeal, I'm ready to pay all the price to see the kingdom of God revealed on earth. I want to thank all of you, leaders of this church and church members, for being able to allow me to be a vessel that the Lord will use today to reach you at the point of your need, because I feel the divine presence of God in this place. And where the divine presence of God is, definitely there are miracles happening. This morning, we had a wonderful time with Apostle Leonard when he came to pick me, and we were sharing of what God is doing. I was so amazed to see and hear the strategies that this church has laid down for evangelism, for the light of Christ to shine in this region. And I love being in this region. I love being here because when I come here, I connect up with people who have the heart for God. You know, when you know the assignment, you don't have time to waste. You need people who can challenge your faith. And this region, whenever I come here, I go to John 17 and I pray and I go to prayer groups, that one makes me feel like a fish in the sea. You know, I breathe. I feel I have my oxygen here. Yes. So I thank God for Dr. Janet. She has given you a little bit of my testimony. That is me, and I won't go long for that. That is me. And when the Lord saved me and I decided to serve him, I decided to bring down every religious walls and see Jesus Christ. Because what brings different in the world today is Jesus Christ. And the message God gave me to be able to bring to this wonderful church today is about the privilege of hearing God. The privilege of hearing God. You know, sometimes Christians who are God's children stay for years before they hear the voice of their Father. And in the between here, the devil does a lot of things. Many things happen, and you find Christians are in a dilemma. They are bound. They hear many voices. And so this morning, I know that somebody will have his or her ears open to hear from God. Because any time you hear from God, you don't remain the same. Now, the thing here is not that God is not speaking. God is speaking, but people are not listening. When you know how to listen, you will not listen to the world. Because there are a lot of voices are coming up right now in this time and season. The world have its own voice. And the voice of the world is very scary. The voice of the world will show you how much everything is impossible. The voice of the world will show you how much the economy is crumbling down. The voice of the world will show you how many sicknesses are coming out in the world today that cannot be healed. Diseases that cannot be healed. That is the voice of the world. The voice of the world will show you everything impossible. And you see, let me tell you this. Anytime you listen to the world, because this is the thing here. Your spirit cannot receive from the world, and your mind cannot receive from God until your mind is renewed. As the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. The Bible says, be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Being renewed by, when your mind is renewed, then you are able to download from heaven, because the mind downloads from the earth. So when your mind has downloaded from the earth, then it feeds your spirit all the defeat that is in the world, then you live a very defeated life. So the battle actually is first of all won in the mind. When your mind is able to receive from your spirit, because the spirit receives from heaven. So heaven, the spirit downloads from heaven, downloads from God. So when your mind is has received from the spirit, then you live that kind of life. Listen to this. You live a life of what you hear every day. You live a life of what you hear every day. I want to read a scripture for you here. It will be a little longer, not very long, but a little. That is Exodus. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1. We're going to go all the way to 12. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, in the priest of Midian, and he led the flock on the backward of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the middle of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not nigh thither, but put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where you stand is a holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters, for I have heard their sorrow, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of the hand of Egyptian, and to bring them out of the land, and bring them into this good and large land, and to a land flowing with milk and honey, and to the place of Canaanites and Hittites and Amorites and Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of my children Israel is coming up to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherein they are oppressed by Egyptians. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou might bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have seen thee when thou hast brought them out of Egypt, they shall serve me on this mountain. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Your word will speak to our hearts, and we're going to see the manifestation of your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. The privilege of hearing from God is that when a Christian actually receives from God, you must be changed. God does not speak to the qualified, neither does he call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. He calls you and then qualifies you. So the thing here is, God is still speaking today concerning our situation. The story of Moses teaches us how God changes our lives. Moses was a simple person before God spoke to him. Moses was just a shepherd and a stranger and a foreigner. He was not somebody worth of that. But when a Christian reaches a place where you can hear from God, when you can personally hear the voice of God, God is speaking every time concerning our situations. When I got saved at the age of 19 years, actually what I wanted most was to die. And I think maybe when I was here last, I shared a little bit about that. And I prayed for many times to die. And one time in the evening, I wanted to go and throw myself in the sea, in Indian Ocean, because life was terrible. I had been taken away from my mother, and it was crazy. I was a street child, and in Mombasa, there's a lot of mango trees. They're wild mango trees. So I could wake up very early at 4 and pick mangoes and keep them for my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then a time came when I was tired and I could not take it anymore. And one evening I had wept and wept and wept. And I said, Why was I born here on earth? And I was going to kill myself. I was going to throw myself in Indian Ocean. And I heard a voice very clearly telling me that death is not the end of your problem. There is something waiting for you beyond the grave. And that was dying without Jesus Christ. If you die without Christ, the suffering is doubled. It's terrible. And so I retreated. I said, if that is the case, then what do I do? Then I am not a saved Christian, but I'm hearing a voice. When you hear from God, there is deliverance. When you hear from God, you live a changed life. You see, the thing here is, people are tired of hearing from God, and they want to hear from people. They want to hear from the world. They want to join up with the crying world. The world is crying, children of God. I want you to know this. God is punishing the world, but God is raising the church. And that's why the church is becoming the answer to the world. We don't cry with the world because our economy is not controlled by world system. It is controlled by heaven. And that's why the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. When you don't download from heaven, you live a bold life. You are not scared by the voice of the world. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22, he says, my son, pay attention to my word. And that includes the daughters. You all know that in the kingdom we don't have sons. We are all sons. We are all sons in the kingdom. And in the kingdom we are all bride of Christ. Even men are bride. So you don't boast men and say, okay, we are the only sons. Even daughters, women are sons. Amen. And that's why women are spiritual fathers. Blessed be the name of the Lord forevermore. So my son, pay attention to my word. Because my word will be a medicine to your bones and life to your health. When you can download from heaven, your life changes and you develop a bold spirit. A bold spirit. You know, some people have a bold face but their spirits are very coward. Their face look very bold, but their hearts are very coward. The devil scares them to death. But when you download from heaven, you know the promises of God, that the word of God is a medicine to your body. The word of God is a light to your destiny. The word of God is a strength to your future. When you know how to download from heaven, you must develop that hunger. A person develops a hunger. It doesn't just come. You know, it is very easy to live a defeated life. In fact, if you want to live a defeated life, just do nothing. Doing nothing is the easiest way of living a defeated life. But when you want to live a successful, a victorious life, you must pay the price. Everybody who wants to have encounter with God must know how to go to the mountain. Because God is not found in the valley. God is found on the mountain. And when you go to mountain, you must use some strength. Hallelujah. You must use some strength to climb over. And that's why a Christian wants to succeed. You also choose friends. You love everybody, but you choose friend. Somebody who can add value into your system. Amen. Somebody, whenever I'm told that there is a privilege of coming to preach here, I feel good because these guys are God seekers. If you are in the flesh, you can't preach here. No, you can't. I know. I check it in my spirit. I prophetically check where I want to go. And I don't just go everywhere, you know. There are some places I'm called to go and I don't. And I'm in the States. One day a pastor called me and said, come and preach in my church. And I was in prayer and fasting. And I checked in my spirit, and I thought, I felt it. Going there will be a waste of time. They don't going to receive from heaven. They want to receive ideas. I don't have ideas. I am a servant. If God doesn't speak, I don't speak. If God doesn't go, I don't go. Where God is not going me, I am not going. And on Saturday, I told him, sir, I thank you for the privilege of coming to preach into your church, but I'm not coming. I'm not just coming. Because if God will not be there, what are you going to do there? Especially when you have checked in your spirit and you find that there are churches that has put God away from their pulpit. Miracles are not allowed there. And you see what? I believe in miracles. Like,
The man of God was talking to me when he was driving me coming here. They are driving, going to evangelism, and a young child goes, he said, let's close our eyes and hear what God is saying. People need to hear what God is saying. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. People need to hear what God is saying, because God is performing miracles today. God is performing miracles today. We are living in the time of the supernatural manifestation. In fact, healing is children's food. We don't seek healing, healing follows us. We don't seek miracles, miracles follows us. I am just busy seeking God's face, not God's hand.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. I don't see God's hand. I am seeking God's face. Why? Because I need a relationship. I need a relationship. When you are in relationship, the hand is automatic. You see, people say, I see God. I saw God's hand, but did you see his face? Amen. Did you see the face of the Lord? You cannot see the face of the Lord and remain the same. Amen. When you see the face of the Lord, things happen. When you see the face of the Lord, demons run away. When you see the face of the Lord, cancer disappears. When you see the face of the Lord, demons are crying out and the tumor disappear from people's bodies. You know what? Miracles are our lifestyle. Miracles are our lifestyle. Miracles are our lifestyle. Miracles are our lifestyle. It is our food. It is our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Miracles. Blessed be the name of Jesus. When God speaks, he does not speak to you things that are possible. He will speak to you things that are impossible. Because the things that are possible with man, God is not so much involved. And that's why he has appointed us to be his vessels and his vehicle to carry the power of God in the world. Amen. When God called Moses, you all know that he had just run away from Egypt. And he stayed away for 40 years. 40 years. 40 years. And look at this. Moses told God, I can't. That's the voice of everybody here. That is what I did first when God called me. I said, no, me, not me. I remember our pastor one day, we are youth in the church, and he said, next Sunday I'm praying for you youth, and everybody choose what you want to be. And I said, what will pastor pray for me about? I said, I'm going to be a businessman. I'm tired of suffering. I'm going to be a businessman. And on a Sunday, I went there, I said, pastor, me, I want to be a businessman. Lay your hands on my head. But that was not what God is saying.
Amen.
After he had prayed and started taking initiative of how to become a businessman. But the hand of God was upon me. Everybody here, even today, God will do a miracle in your lives. But the voice might be difficult. Somebody here will receive a miracle. Somebody here will leave this place with your own testimony. You have been talking about others' testimony. Today is your testimony. Hallelujah. If you're that person, say hallelujah. Today is your testimony day, whereby the impossible happens. When God speaks, things happen. When God speaks, there is no sickness. When God speaks, you don't do things the wrong way. You know, we mess up because we don't hear God.
Amen.
I used to pray and fast so seriously, God, to take me out of poverty. Oh, God, God, deliver me from poverty. One day God told me, son, blessing, Abrahamic blessings are not a promise. It's a covenant. I'm like, what did you just say, Lord? It's a covenant. You must be a covenant practitioner to get into Abrahamic blessings. I said, Lord, what do you mean? You must do what Abraham did. According to John chapter 8, Jesus was telling the disciples, if you were Abraham's children, you'd have done what he did. Amen. Then God is saying, you must be a good tither in the church. And you must involve yourself in the activities of the church financially. And I said, I don't have it, Lord. And God spoke to me and God said, I have never created anybody who don't have it. I don't have it is a mentality.
Yes.
I don't have it is right here. And you see, those Christians who get offended when they hear that area, you have a problem. Amen. Yeah. Because one, God had taught me that I don't tithe for him. I tithe for me. I'm like, really? My tithe? He told me, if tithe is yours, don't bring it to me. The tithe is mine, says the Lord. Ah, now that's what we are saying. Yes, the tithe is mine. I said, but God, I'm deep in poverty, Lord. He said, you work out your way out. Learn me. So I said, how can I do that, Lord? And then he gave me the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This Bible, this book of the law, it was law, but now it is the grace. The grace does not qualify you to break the law. Because Jesus didn't come to break it either. And he said, I didn't come to break it, I came to fulfill it. I started tithing from nothing in a very tiny place in a slum area. I struggled to tithe. Anytime God, the man of God, spoke about Bishop Kitonga, there is a need in the church, I would even go to borrow. I said, I want to be a covenant child of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. When you don't hear the voice of God, you do things the wrong way and got the wrong answer. And I want you to listen to these children of God. If you don't know the voice of God, you will do things the wrong way and got the wrong answer.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate thereon day and night. This Bible, this word of God, this book of healing, this book of deliverance, this book of prosperity, these promises of God, you shall meditate thereon day and night and speak it. Speak it. Speak it. And do it. And you shall make your ways prosperous and you shall have good success.
Oh,
I say, Lord, am I allowed to do it too? God said, yes, you are a child of the kingdom. I started working so hard that no Sunday I went to church carelessly without thinking what I'm going to give. And that is me up to today. Because God spoke to me. God told me, son, you cannot sponsor my kingdom. You are too little to do that. So when you are giving for yourself.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, God. And you know what? When you hear the voice, you can't disobey the voice.
Amen.
If you can hear the voice in a position, not somebody telling you that somebody said, you hearing Rhema word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Meditate therein. Meditate, think about it. Meditate therein means process it in your mind. Process it in your spirit. It is your personal encounter with your heavenly Father. Amen. Your personal encounter, it has changed my life and my ministry and my family. And we abide there. We abide there. It rolls in our spirit. You know, look at these children of God. When you hear from God, you know that the Bible says your life is to be above. How many of you know that?
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1. It shall come to pass if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God. You must be a diligent listener because he's speaking. Amen. God is doing what? Speaking. And you must be a diligent listener, not only a listener, but a doer of what you heard. Amen. Don't just be a hearer, but be a doer of what you heard. Listen, understand, and do. It's when the Lord our God will raise you up. You can't lift yourself up. God is the one who raises you up. You don't have strength to do that. I can't. You raise God, you do your part, then God will raise you up above all the nations of the world. All the nations. Doctor, including Kenya. You have been avoiding Kenya for too long. One of these days you find yourself, I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Amen. This book, when you do it, God raises you above all the nations. All the nations of the world. What is doing in Africa is doing here. What is doing in Asia is doing it here. For some Christians, just want to live. They die. Nobody will know that they lived. Nobody will know that they lived. They are not even raised above the community where they are living in. Not even above the village where they are in. But you see, the Bible says, you shall make your ways prosperous. Not wish your way, make your way. A Christian who can hear from God, you stop wishing your ways, but you make your ways. Amen? Amen? You stop wishing your ways, you make your ways. You stop wishing things, you make things. Because the first thing you do when you hear from God, you know your new status. You are a child of the kingdom. You are not begging your way. You are a child of the kingdom. The book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19, the Bible says, the Bible says, now we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizen and members of the family of God. Members of the family of God. When you are making decision after hearing, you don't make a decision like a stranger. You challenge things by what you know, because when you know it, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. The book of Isaiah chapter 5, I think verses 11, the Bible says, up to 13, my people have been taken into captivity because of lack of knowledge. And Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. So when you know these things that God has spoken to you, now you walk in what you know without what you feel. Wow. Hallelujah. You walk in what you know without thinking in what you feel, because the just shall live by faith, not by feeling. Not what I feel, but what I believe. After God has spoken, I do what God has said. I want you to check on this. The book of Exodus chapter 7 from verse 1. Moses still having argument with God, like most of us does. You know, God, I can't pay my tithe because I can't pay my bill. I can't do this because I can't do that. As long as you live by excuses, you don't please God. You can't. You see, God is not a murderer. God is not a deceiver. He's not trying to rob me or you. God is not trying to trick you out. He doesn't try to trick me out. He's just giving you the truth, that when you know that truth, the truth sets you free. And you are free indeed. When you obey, you are the beneficiary. If you obey, you are the beneficiary. You are the one to win. When you rebel, you are the loser. Praise the Lord. Now, one thing, the first thing you don't do, you don't wish your way up. You make your way up. Because up is open for everybody, but the price is what scares many.
Amen.
Amen. Up is open for all of you, including me. But what scares people and put many off is the price. Hallelujah. When you are afraid of paying the price, you remain where you are. It takes a wise person to take the truth and take the changes. When I took the truth, it was too tough for me. I was a young man. I was suffering. I was struggling. After getting saved, I still cried for death. God, kill me. God, kill me. God, kill me. God said, well, are you joking here? You know the truth. Do it. When I obeyed the truth has set me free. And when the truth set me free, I started looking behind where I have come from my childhood, and seeing the children that are going through what I went through. and the sinners that are going through the sin that I went through. I said, now, God, I'm becoming a vessel. I am becoming a vessel. Chapter 7 of the book of Exodus. God is talking to Moses. And listen, Moses, you have been arguing too much. Amen. Amen. I'm making you a god. Amen. Now you will be a god unto Pharaoh. Come on, come on, come on. And I'm giving you Aaron to be your prophet. Amen. Aaron is not the prophet of God. He's the prophet of the man of God. Amen. I am making you a god unto Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron, your prophet. Amen. Look at that. God, when God calls you and you hear his voice, he gives you all the tools necessary for your victory. What you need is obedience. Now when Moses is going to Pharaoh, and I want you all to know that at that time, Egypt was like America. Now, it was the superpower in the whole world. And I want you to see the power of God here. God is going to visit a man in the wilderness who is not even educated well, calling that single man and telling that man something that sounds crazy. I'm making you a god. I'm making you a god. You're making me a god. What does that mean? And I want you to go to a superpower nation, and you're going to deliver another nation out of that nation. Ah, me? I'm not going to deliver people, deliver a nation out of a nation. That is the God I'm talking about here this morning. That is the God of this house. That is the God of this family. Taking a person to deliver a nation out of a nation only by obedience. And I want you to see the great thing that God can do through you. Now, Moses is going against the protocol of the presidency and reached to Egypt. Pharaoh, let my people go. Hey, excuse me. Did you see the secretary of the state? Are you shouting about the president in the land? Did you see the secretary? Did you follow the protocol? When God calls you and you hear his voice, he crushes everything that can be obstacle on your way when you are obedient to God. Hallelujah. Every doctor's system that has put on your life are destroyed when you are receiving the healing of God. Hallelujah. That's the God I'm talking about here this afternoon. And he goes against the protocol of the land. And the church currently, I sympathize with the church that is really bound by a world protocol that they cannot freely do the will of God. I mingle with many pastors because I travel in many parts of the world. Since I said yes to God, I've gone to around 37 countries in the world. I mingle up with pastors and men and women of God. Some are so coward because the government has given them a rule that they cannot break. And at the same time, they need supernatural miracle. You can't. You cannot. Because when God calls you, he gives you special favor. There is special favor when we are called. There is special favor when we are called. There is special favor when we are called. And this afternoon, I'm winding up by saying this. All of you are seated here this afternoon, morning. You are called by God. And you have divine appointment of God. And this is your day of going home with your own testimony. Your own testimony. You are divinely called by God. From the day you accepted Jesus Christ, you took the supernatural nature of your heavenly daddy. And you need, this word should create some kind of spiritual boldness in you. And tell Mr. Devil, get out of my face. Every circumstances, anything that the devil had laid before me, I am going to make it. I'm going to make my way up in the name of Jesus. Healing is mine. deliverance is mine, prosperity is mine, anointing is mine, wisdom is mine, joy is mine, peace is... Come on, everybody stand up and let us worship God. Let us stand up, let us stand up. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want us to give a moment, 1 minute, before I welcome the woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your word. I thank you for this great church, Lord. I release supernatural anointing upon each and everybody here, Lord. That God, you do your will and do your work your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you.